All Hit Radio. Are you ready to be liberated? On this
All right, and welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Frankie Pointless. Tonight, episode 5, you're going to hear stuff from Victory Garden, Bouncing Souls, War on Women, Pizza Tramp, Pears, Dwarves, Capitalist Kids, Leftover Crack, and much, much more. So stay tuned, and we'll start the show. Jawbreaker's working on some new material and also working on some older stuff that was never released, though they're quick to add that the band hasn't booked any studio time yet. Teenage Bottle Rocket also announced an East Coast run of dates with Ramona and the Young Rochelles joining them on a few dates. Members of Dag Nasty and Down by Law, they formed a new band called Field Day. They're going to be touring this summer, and they're going to be playing a lot of material from Wig Out and Denko's and Field Day. They also plan on recording some new music as well. Some new releases coming out soon this month is Cokie the Clown with You're Welcome on April 26th. CJ Ramon releasing The Holy Spell on May 10th. Also, I'll be playing on the show some Pizza Tramp with their new album, Grand Relapse. It's available on orange 12-inch vinyl at pizzatramp.bandcamp.com. Also, I'm playing tonight some Victory Garden. They just released a six-song EP called Madeline. I'm playing some of that. These guys are from Long Island, New York. And Quam, also from their forthcoming self-titled debut album, Everybody Wants to Watch. This episode of Spit in My Face podcast is brought to you by Repo Records, Charlotte's largest selection of carefully graded used LPs, killer new vinyl reissues, CDs, and DVDs, rock, hip-hop, country, jazz, folk, R&B, metal, punk, alternative, and much, much more. They're located at 3325 Commonwealth Avenue in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can be reached at 980-237-2896. Repo Records.
How to start that conversation with your friend about their mental health. First, make sure you aren't too far away. Closer. Closer. Whoa, 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 too close. Now something open-ended like, you all good?
Are you all good?
Or is everything okay?
Is everything okay?
Well done, awkward teenage actor.
Actually, no. Thanks for asking.
Find out how you can help a friend with their mental health at seizetheawkward.org.
We try to keep what we know can remain.
dad sold women's shoes and traveled 9 months a year. When he left my mom in 71, I didn't shed one tear. He was a man who married a teenage girl when he was 39. A man like that doesn't want a wife, he wants a concubine.
He moved her to Boston away from her friends and family. He isolated her, so in turn, she isolated me. She went to bars and house parties and left her infant all alone. She joked that it was alright, 'cause in my crib,
she left the receiver of the phone. He was a shithead father who created a vengeful wife. Why, I proudly say when I was 14 and saw X and the Subhumans at the Whiskey, that was the night. It may sound trite, but punk rock saved my life. At 35, when my father said he never wanted me, I remember that I didn't know him as well as his TV. Other weekends I spent in my granddad's Pontiac. At least he was proud to introduce me to his friends at the racetrack. He let me bet Tupac drives Baptist and his friends became my teachers. I didn't know I was the only 8-year-old in the Santa Anita bleachers. Because a child doesn't know what normal is. In Beverly Hills, I grew up feeling like a tourist, 'cause my friend's parents were millionaires, my mom was their manicurist. She'd hang with the factors and the West Side bourgeoisie. Since she'd go out 5 nights a week, she got me my own TV.
I found her porn and sex toys and began to realize then, after she'd cooked dinner, she'd go out to fuck older wealthy men. I never had a babysitter, I had a latchkey. It's so embarrassing, but she never threw me one birthday party. So I spent my nights going to every punk show I could find.
My new home was Hollywood, around Selma and Vine. Cafe, the Olympic, and the Vex. You see, punk rock was never just music to me. It was my life. My parents were just relatives. My family was always NOFX.
This next song's called Judy Is a Punk.
Judy is a punk, Judy is a runt. And punks without the violence on the eyes compared to her. And oh, I don't know why. Oh, I don't know why. But after I die, oh yeah.
Oh, I don't know why. I don't die. Oh, yeah, I don't die.
All right, you just heard Leftover Crack with World War IV. Before that, Dance Hall Crashers with Triple Track, Pairs with a Ramones cover of Judy is a Punk, One Man Army, She Wants Me Dead, The Dwarves with City by the Bay. Before that, you heard Capitalist Kids with Tony B. Idea, and a new track from an upcoming album from Quam called Everybody Wants to Watch. Before that, you heard War on Women, Predator in Chief, the new Cokie the Clown, Punk Rock Saved My Life. Before that, you heard Peach a Tramp from Wales in the UK, There's Been a Murder. It's off their new album. Before that, you heard Bouncing Souls with 1989 off their new record. And before that, you heard Victory Garden with Madeline. All right, that's going to do it for me in this episode of Spit My Face podcast. I'm your host, Frankie Pointless. You can email me at frankiepointless@gmail.com. And stay tuned for next episode. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.